سورة الطلاق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O Prophet, when you Muslims divorce women, divorce them for the commencement of their waiting period, and keep count of the waiting period, and fear Allah, your Lord. Do not turn them out of their houses, nor should they leave, unless they are committing a clear immorality. And those are the limits of Allah. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah has certainly wronged himself. You know not. Perhaps Allah will bring about after that a different matter. And when they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to acceptable terms, or part with them according to acceptable terms, and bring to witness two just men from among you, and establish the testimony for the acceptance of Allah. That is instructed to whoever should believe in Allah and the last day. And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out, and will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent. And those who no longer expect menstruation among your women, if you doubt, then their period is 3 months. And also for those who have not menstruated. And for those who are pregnant, their term is until they give birth. And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him of his matter ease. That is the commandment of Allah, which He has sent down to you. And whoever fears Allah, He will remove for him his misdeeds, and make great for him his reward. Lodge them in a section of where you dwell out of your means, and do not harm them in order to oppress them. And if they should be pregnant, then spend on them until they give birth. And if they breastfeed for you, then give them their payment, and confer among yourselves in the acceptable way. But if you are in discord, then there may breastfeed for him another woman. Let a man of wealth spend from his wealth, and he whose provision is restricted, let him spend from what Allah has given him. Allah does not charge a soul except according to what He has given it. Allah will bring about, after hardship, ease. And how many a city was insolent toward the command of its Lord and His messengers. So we took it to severe account, and punished it with a terrible punishment. And it tasted the bad consequence of its affair, and the outcome of its affair was loss. Allah has prepared for them a severe punishment, so fear Allah, O you of understanding who have believed. Allah has sent down to you a message. He sent a messenger reciting to you the distinct verses of Allah, that He may bring out those who believe and do righteous deeds from darknesses into the light. And whoever believes in Allah and does righteousness, He will admit him into gardens beneath which rivers flow to abide therein forever. Allah will have perfected for him a provision. It is Allah who created seven heavens and of the earth the like of them. His command descends among them, so you may know that Allah is over all things competent, and that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge.